today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland from the 2007 Southwest Believers Convention for a study on understanding the source of the blessing.
However much attention you give to God and the Word of God in your life, that's how much joy and love and peace and well-being and pleasure you're going to have in life. Hallelujah. So diligence, we have to have diligence. And then today we'll talk some about tithing. Look at Malachi 3. Now, if you want to live a prosperous life, you've got to get God involved in your money. Give Him an interest there. Where did the Jews learn how to be good businessmen? They learned it from the Word of God. God is a good businessman. If you'll give Him a part of your life and bring Him into your business, He'll have more of an interest to deal with. But if you don't give Him any place with your money, you're not giving Him anything to work with. Now, God doesn't need your money, but He'd like to be able to bless you. So when you make Him a partner in your increase and in the things that you have, He takes an interest. If you give Him an interest, He takes an interest. Isn't that right? You open the door for Him to move. Now, personally, I remember what it was like before He took an interest. He might have taken an interest enough to keep us from going hungry, but I tell you, we weren't prospering. We never prospered until we got on the Word of God, and we never really prospered until we became tithers. And then we prospered more when we became tithers and sowers. Glory to God. So Malachi says, we won't have time to read too much, but let's look at Malachi. What was the problem in Malachi? They were not, it says in chapter 1, verse 6. And you know, let me just say this. Do I have to tithe? No, you get to tithe. You get to have God involved in your money unhindered for a tenth of your income. You get to tithe. This is a good deal, believe me. Because when you get Him involved, He'll begin to multiply you. He can trust a tither. God can't trust people that won't trust Him. He can trust a tither. And if you've been knowing, you know you've had this thing in there, maybe the pastor's been telling you about it or whatever, that you should be a tither, but you just can't see how you and God can get along on it. Well, you've got financial problems. But I can promise you on the Word of God, if you'll begin to tithe by faith, and you'll begin to give God the first and the best, the 10% of all your increase, you'll be amazed at the blessing of God and how much it manifests. I wouldn't even think about not being a tither. Now, Malachi says in 3:8, the problem here in Malachi, and this is about tithing, you should read the whole book of Malachi, but the problem was in verse 6, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord? My reverence of me. Where's the reverence of me? O priest, you that despise my name, and you say, well, where have we despised your name? Verse 7 says, you offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say the table of the Lord is contemptible, and you offer the blind, offering blind animals for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer that now to the governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person, says the Lord? What they were doing was they were not giving God the best. They were giving Him the worst. And they were not honoring God. Now, Ken and I, when we tithe, we actually tithe once a month. And we come before, and that just depends. You can tithe every day. You can tithe every week. It just depends on what works for you. But we come before the Lord. We come with scriptures. Many times we'll receive communion when we tithe, but not always. And we'll worship, that we'll have our tithe checks written out, our tithe check, our offerings and so on written out. And we'll come together and we'll go to the Word of God and we'll pray over our tithe and we will tithe the tithe. We don't just throw it in the bucket. We tithe the tithe. We let our faith wrap around that tithe. We worship God with our tithe. We worship Him when we bring our tithe and we sow it and we pray over it and we honor Him and we thank Him. We have thanksgiving for all the good that He does and how good He is to us every month that we come and we just keep increasing and increasing and increasing. Why is that? Because we honor God. And we don't just do it as a something we have to do. No, it's a pleasure and a joy, and it's our privilege that God would receive our tithe. He does not receive every offering. You can see that in the Bible. Your heart has to be in your offering. And if you're tithing but your heart's not in it, you need to do a lot more research on tithing and get your heart full of the Word of God. Because with God, it's the heart. Everything's the heart. Well, if you know, and if you haven't been tithing, study it out and pray over it until you get the peace about it. But I'm telling you, you're costing yourself a blessing. Fear will cost you in the financial realm. Why wouldn't anybody tithe? Because we're afraid we won't have enough. Fear will choke your faith. That'll keep your blessing from manifesting. I can't preach anymore because I got to go. I got to go on. But I'm just telling you, they were not doing it the right way. They weren't honoring God. If you're not honoring God with your tithe, you're not doing it right. We're to honor God knowing that we have this money. We have this 100% here. Because God has blessed us. Now, when we started tithing, we thought for a long time before that we needed it more than God did. Because we were praying. I mean, I'd pray in tongues when I went to the grocery store, believing I could get out of there without having to put stuff back. We were needing groceries. Why were we so needy? Because we weren't tithing. We weren't bringing God into our finances and letting Him bless us. This is the greatest avenue. Tithing and sowing is the greatest avenue of financial blessing that there is. And so we didn't have enough, but we began to tithe anyway. When we didn't have enough, we began to tithe. We finally said, this is it. We are going to tithe if we go hungry. You know, we never went hungry. We began to increase, in fact. I mean, we didn't just jump up thousands and thousands of dollars. But we slowly began to increase, and things began to get better. And we got out of debt, believing God to get out of debt. We started believing God to get out of the debt about the same time we started tithing. And it worked. And we were blessed. Hallelujah. And we are still living that way, only we know more about it now. But I'm telling you, if you'll take it as important. You know, tithing must be important to God because it's in the Bible. So it should be important to us. And we shouldn't do it just because we have to do it. Oh, no, I have to tithe. No, you don't have to tithe. You can go to heaven. You can go to heaven broke and hungry. You don't have to tithe. But you get to tithe. That's what I want you to get today. You get to bring God into your finances when you give Him place. Hallelujah. I get excited about it because I know how important it's been in our lives. So these people weren't honoring God. And then it said over here, I'll just look over to the third chapter where it talks about it. Now, you know, this is tough talk here, and you could say, well, yeah, but that's in the Old Testament. This is just, It is in the Old Testament. I've already told you don't have to do it. I'm just telling you, you can do it. You get to do it. If you do it, you'll begin to prosper in a way that you've never prospered before. God will get involved in your money. It says, I am the Lord, verse 6 in Malachi 3. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your father, you are gone away from my ordinances. He was unhappy with them, with the priests, and the way they were handling the tithe, because we've already read that they weren't honoring God with it. Return unto me, he says, and I will return unto you, says the Lord. But you said, wherein shall we return? Here's God's answer. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? God's answer, in tithes and offerings. Is that plain enough? You've robbed me. Well, how have we robbed you? God's answer, in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. I mean, Ken and I, we felt like we were cursed with a curse before we started tithing. His solution, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. All the tithes into the storehouse. Do I have to tithe on that? No, you get to tithe on that. Glory to God. All the tithes of your increase into the storehouse. That there may be meat in mine house, says the Lord, and prove me now herewith. You know, this is, I don't know if the Lord, I just couldn't say for sure, but I don't think he says this about anything else. Prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. In the Hebrew, that says, if I shall not empty you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a good thing. And really, one of the great things about it is it doesn't matter if you start with $100, $1,000, $1,000,000, because it's going to always be increasing. The next time it'll be more. The next time it'll be more. Glory to God. Increase. Increase is what God's always had on his mind for his people, but his people have to give him a place in their finances and in their lives. Just like you had to give him a place to heal your body. What'd you have to do? Well, you had to believe the word about healing. Some people might have gotten healed by somebody else's faith, but that's not common. That's not the common way it happens. You had to give God a place to heal you with your faith, and you had to act on it. Have you ever heard of acting on the word of God? When somebody lays hands on you and they say, now do something you couldn't do before. That's what we see in healing school. People begin to do. I say, bend over, stretch out your hand. People begin to do that. They begin to act on it. Well, tithing comes and prosperity comes the same way. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall the vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. In other words, they were farmers, and they were that was the way they had their increase. God says it'll be right. The season will be good. The fruit will be right on time. And all nations shall call you blessed. And you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Now, part of what we're going to do today is about words, so let's just go ahead and bring this in right here at this point. God said to his people, your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? And verse 14 says, you have said, it is vain to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinances? I know nobody in this audience would ever have done this, but some people could be in a faith predicament. They believe God, and it's been a week, and it's been 2 weeks, and it's been 3 weeks, and they still hurt, and this and that and the other. It's been 2 years, and they still hurt, whatever it is. Don't speak stout words against God. Don't speak opposite of the word of God. Speak the word of God about your condition and your situation. Well, people might think that I'm crazy. Well, who cares what people think as long as you get healed? Do what it takes to stay healed and delivered. Speak right words about yourself, about your children, about your finances, about your mate, hallelujah, about your life. And don't speak stout words of God saying you don't have something or speaking bad things into your life. And now about the tithe, I have some notes here, and I'm just going to read those very quickly. I want you to see there, he said, if you're not tithing, you're robbing God. Well, God robbers don't do too well most of the time. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of rich people that are God robbers. But now if you get into their lives, you'll find out they might have money, but they don't have peace. There's no way to have peace in this life without God. Money won't do it. Money, what does money do? Well, you can tell that from looking at entertainers and people that have plenty of money. What does it do? It helps them die young. They don't have any sense of godliness about them. They don't know anything about God. And so they just take their money and they go the wrong direction. Well, we're not going to be like that. The tithe connects you to your deliverance. Tithing connects you to your deliverance. Tithing connects you to God in His covenant. Tithing is all about honor. Malachi 2:5 says, well, maybe that doesn't say that. I don't have time to look it up right now. Anyway. It's an honor to God. When we tithe, we're honoring God. We're honoring God. We're honoring God with our the best and the first of our increase. And we're recognizing God as the one who has blessed us and given us this increase. Now, that's the way you increase. You can't give a verse 8 in... This one says, will a man rob God? Where yet you have robbed me? This is 3:8. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? His answer, in tithes and offerings. So it's not just tithe, it's offerings. When God tells you to sow, you sow. You are cursed with a curse. So it's all about honor. Now Proverbs 3:9-10, let's look at that. And then we're moving on. Proverbs 3:9-10 says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. Is this the word of God? Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of your increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. That means extra. If it's in the barns, it's extra. It's plenty. And thy presses shall burst forth or burst out with new wine. So when you bring your tithe, you're honoring God. You're bringing Him His part. You're offering it up to Him. You're recognizing Him as the one who gave you that increase. And you're worshiping Him. And in offerings, the same way, your tithes and offerings... Verse 8 lets us know you can't give a right offering until you've given the tithe or until you've given the tenth. You have to see keeping the tithe as a transgression of covenant. It's a thing of honor to God. It's a covenant thing. Tithing is a covenant thing. Refusing to tithe disconnects from the covenant of blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 14:23, teaches us to tithe so that we learn to reverence God. You know, man and his money, they're close. They're tight. Now you take that same money that you put so much stock in and you give God the first and the best, that's a safeguard for you. That'll help you not to love money, but to love God more than money. I think that's one of the key things tithing does for us. It helps us to keep our love in the right place, our worship, our priorities in the right place. when you get that check and maybe it's not even enough, nearly enough for you, but you take God's first and best out of it and you take it over here and you worship Him with it, you're getting God involved in your finances. And you're on the increase. Glory to God.
Now tonight, would you welcome the Strand of Pearls.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace. In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet By.
When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the Garden.
And He walks with me and He talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD Strand of Pearls today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs, and also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
You know, fear will choke your faith. We have faith on the inside of us, and as it wants to come out, right decisions are on the inside of you that want to come out, but fear will choke that and will keep it from rising up and being the answer, and it will keep your blessing from manifesting in your life. Fear will cost you where your family's concerned. Fear will cost you where your finances are concerned. You know, so many people are afraid to tithe, but tithing is in the Bible. The Word of God tells us to tithe. We don't have to tithe. We get to tithe. Tithing connects us to our deliverance, but people are so afraid to tithe. But today, I want you to say, I rebuke fear. I am obedient to the Word of God, and I am a tither because God says for me to be a tither. See, just even saying it begins to unchoke the faith that's on the inside of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the boldness that is coming up from the inside of the people listening. Lord, I thank you for the faith that is rising up in Jesus' name. We resist fear with everything that is in us, with all the power of God. Today, we resist fear. Say it again. I resist fear in Jesus' name. I refuse to fear. And so, Father, we walk in faith. We walk in victory. We walk in the blessing in Jesus' name. And today, we worship you, Lord, with our whole heart, and we commit to you today that we will tithe on every dime that comes into our life. We will tithe that 10% and worship you with it and give you our life in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that good? It's just good to make that commitment. If you haven't tithed before, ask the Lord to forgive you for not being obedient. And then today starts a new day for you when you walk in the Word of God and do what He says. Our offer this week is one I'm excited about. This is a CD from the Strand of Pearls. Now, we started singing, my girls and my niece Aubrey started singing out in the boat on a family vacation. We were just singing some bluegrass music, and it was fun. We're singing I'll Fly Away. My dad goes, y'all need to sing together in a meeting. And so we said, okay, so we did that. And then everybody's like, y'all need to do an album. So here it is. We have done a bluegrass album, and it's a lot of fun. So order yours today. You'll really enjoy it. It's a happy album full of old songs. Hallelujah. Listen, tomorrow is Election Day in the United States. There's no small election. There's no unimportant election. Go vote. Voting is your seed that you invest into our government. But pray today and vote tomorrow. Hallelujah. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Tell somebody and tell them to watch. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
In the beginning, God gave man dominion, or responsibility, over his place, the garden. For Noah, it was the ark. For Abraham, it was his son. And through the ages, responsibility has always been a measure of faith and obedience. In the parable, Jesus spoke in terms of talents. And for today's believer around the world, nowhere is responsibility more critical than in the area of civil government.
When we vote people in that have moral guts, and if nothing else, just have a sense of what God believes is right and wrong, you go a long ways toward changing.
That's right.
For the believer, responsibility is manifest in the education, prayers, and votes sown into the election process that shapes neighborhoods and communities. And as we sow, so shall we reap.
Setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care.